share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. An exciting way to raise awareness on a topic that is still seen as taboo. Mental health is not something new, but unfortunately, it is still something that is not spoken about enough. However, DAMN-USJ and Care Warriors Association are on a mission to change that perception. In conjunction with World Mental Health Day, which will be held on the 10th of October, DAMN-USJ and Care Warriors Association have announced a mental health hunt which will see teams participating in a hybrid treasure hunt at DAMN-USJ, anytime between 22 October to the 29th of October from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. To begin the hunt, participants will scan a QR code located at DAMN's reception desk. Then, as part of the hour-long hunt, the participants will have to answer 20 questions which are based on the topic of mental health and general knowledge. They will also be required to snap selfies at every stop and search for two treasure items. DAMN-USJ General Manager of Marketing, Evelyn Woon, said that the mental health hunt is part of the hashtag DAMN Cares campaign, which is the mall's corporate social responsibility initiative. Woon also mentioned that DAMN-USJ is proud to host the second mental health hunt with the Care Warriors Association after the success of the inaugural mental health hunt, which saw 100 participants in 2019. As a community-friendly mall, we strive to serve the Subangnites by providing a space for community endeavors such as the mental health hunt. She added, the Care Warriors Association was founded by Subang Jaya Assemblywoman YB Michelle Ng. Back in 2019, amid dire concerns surrounding mental health among youths in the community. The association is dedicated to raise awareness on mental illness, depression, and suicide prevention. Ng said that mental health has been a key focus during the COVID-19 pandemic. With the rising number of mental health cases, the challenges surrounding the taboo nature of the topic has become more prominent. That is why community events such as the mental health hunt are crucial in raising awareness and educating the public on such issues, added Ng. With the event, they hope to provide an open and safe environment to talk about mental illness and shine the light on the importance of caring for our own mental health and well-being amidst the pandemic. Additionally, they also hope that the mental health hunt will help remove the negative stigma surrounding mental illness and assure the people that it is okay to be not okay. Everyone and anyone is encouraged to take part in this fun activity. I am definitely looking forward to it, said Ng. Meanwhile, Mental Health Hunt 2021 Chairperson and Care Warriors Association Treasurer, Har Yin Jong, said that the goal of the Mental Health Hunt is to raise awareness on the importance of mental health and to empower the Subang community through a wellness-oriented approach. We hope that by highlighting this topic, people will learn to recognize the signs of mental health illnesses in themselves and others, and be able to intervene and provide support at the right time, he said. Registrations for the Mental Health Hunt have commenced since the 22nd of September and be available till the 28th of October. You can register here. The terms and conditions for the hunt include: each team must have two participants aged between 18 to 60. Each person is required to pay a registration fee of RM25, which includes an event t-shirt and souvenir. The 10 fastest teams to complete the Mental Health Hunt will win cash vouchers amounting to RM950. The Mental Health Hunt 2021 virtual closing ceremony will be held on the 31st of October at 2 p.m. on the Care Warriors Association's Facebook page, and a prize presentation ceremony will be held on the 6th of November at DAMN-USJ, which will be officiated by YB Michelle Ng. For more information about the Mental Health Hunt, visit DAMN-USJ's Facebook page and Care Warriors Association's Facebook page. Mental health is certainly crucial, especially during tough times like these, and we are glad that events are being held to raise awareness on this issue. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, suicide rates in Mashiya have increased by 143%. We need to stop these rising figures now. Source. Provided to WOB Source, Edge Prop Source, Jakarta Post Source, SJ Echo. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.